Tuesday, the 16th of May, 2023. And yeah, I don't know where those heat waves are, because just looking and just feeling the weather today on the Dolphin Coast, it's, yeah, there's a nip in the air. And I think it was like 13 degrees when I got up this morning. So yeah, for the Dolphin Coast, that's pretty fresh. That's pretty, yeah, not heat wavy. Cold wave? Cool wave? Is that a thing? We're going to be talking about keeping it cool right now on 88FM. Tuesday is here, and that means it's time to take a breath with Helen Garner, fresh from another yoga session this morning. Hello, Helen. How are you?
I'm fairly warm.
Fairly warm? I see yoga, long sleeves.
I know. But the yoga did warm me up from being a popsicle.
Yeah, and look, we were talking last week. You had just returned from the Berg.
Yeah.
From doing a yoga retreat, conducting a yoga retreat up at the cavern. And that was
fresh.
Berg cold, which is, a different level.
Different, but you know, when it goes Berg cold and Berg wet.
That's not your natural elements, hey?
No.
You're a sun-loving, warm water kind of...
I love the desert.
Really?
Yeah, I love the desert.
And you spent enough time up in the...
In Egypt,
The deserts of the Sinai.
I love the desert.
Well, yeah, look, I don't know if I'm a desert flower myself, but a succulent or a cactus. But the thing is, cold is having a moment right now. There is a big movement that is building, or has been building for some time, around cold exposure, the benefits of integrating regular cold exposure into your day-to-day routines. I wanted to get your take on this, because I know you are very plugged in to what's happening, what's trending on the health the health front. But this is also, I know, not your natural area of comfort.
Well, yeah, yes and no. You know, they when we used to do the championships, they always wanted us in colder water.
This is the free diving championships.
Yeah, the free diving championships. They always wanted us, and they kind of went for pools that were freezing, because it increases bradycardia, to be honest. Bradycardia is the opposite of tachycardia. Most people know what tachycardia is. That's the when your heart rate goes very fast. Bradycardia is the slowing down of the heart rate.
Okay.
So very, very severe cold slows down the heart rate. I mean, I know it doesn't seem like it, because when you are instantly in there, it's like, and your heart, you know, you get that rush and that deep, you take a deep breath.
Yes.
And it does improve your breathing because of that, because you're taking like this massive deep breath, but it ultimately slows down your heart rate, which is amazing.
And this is why you have...
It's calming.
You've heard stories of a kid that's fallen through the ice.
Exactly.
Somewhere in Antarctica, and they've been underwater for what should be a terminally long amount of time.
Exactly.
They're brought out, they're revived. And
because their heart rate's gone down. They actually did studies on us. A whole bunch of Swedish doctors came and did studies on us. And they put heart rate monitors on us, and we kind of went diving and stuff, and they were checking bradycardia. But your heart rate can go down to like 10.
Wow.
You know, it's really slow. It can really, really slow down and sustain you. But, I mean, obviously for not long periods of time. But
I know that I saw a documentary a while ago on medicine in the armed forces. And I know that in the Middle East, the U.S. military field surgeons had been experimenting with cold exposure to try and save lives. And you know, when someone's been blown up with an IED bomb, really needs to get rushed off to surgery, but they're a long way away. What they've been experimenting with is putting them into a super cooled state, to try and buy them time, slow their whole system down, slow down the functioning of their organs.
That's it.
And to try and get them to surgery when they would have passed away previously, because they're just, you know, too far away, too far out. So there's a lot of research into this cold exposure space. But, you know, if you're not a free diver or a soldier, or, you know, if you're just an everyday person, how is this going to make your life any better? A cold shower in the morning, that's just a recipe for a bad mood.
Oh, yeah, it's so hard. It's so hard.
But apparently it's amazing.
Help is on the way.
Yes, we've talked in the past on the show about Wim Hof, the Wim Hof method. We've focused more on the breathing side of things.
Yeah.
But, you know, this guy... This
takes ath baths.
Crazy Dutchman. He has got a big following behind him. And part of his method of holistic wellness... let me try that again. Holistic wellness is focus on regular... structured breathing exercises, but also regular daily cold exposure. And this is something that he says, you know, anyone can implement, anyone can introduce. Exposing one's body to cold temperatures is one of the three pillars of his Wim Hof method. In recent years, cold body therapy has gained serious popularity because it's linked to, according to his website, numerous health benefits. Mm. Some people, including professional athletes, bodybuilders, and celebrities, even swear by whole body cryotherapy, which basically is characterized by standing in a sealed container for a short amount of time while extremely cold air is circulated around the body. A lot of athletes do the ice bath thing as well.
It improves your speeds up recovery. It improves circulation. There's so many sort of physical benefits of that.
And it's been well documented. It's well known. But according to the Wim Hof method, taking a cold shower on a daily basis can start you off on a journey to reap the benefits of cold body therapy today. And, well, you know, apart from sore muscle recovery, it's been linked to speeding up your metabolism, so helping you burn off calories, as well as reducing inflammation, swelling, sore muscles, which you mentioned, and overall boosting of the immune system, which is really interesting. I would think, you know,
Because of the lymph, it's the lymph. The lymph is linked to the immune system, so it assists with lymph drainage.
Well, this is interesting because I would think, you know, cold shower, you're probably going to catch a cold, but apparently, if you do it correctly,
old wives' tale, Mike.
Yeah, apparently, if you do it correctly, it does the opposite. So this is the thing, but now. Cold shower, could you realistically see yourself implementing it in your day-to-day, Helen?
Not daily, definitely not daily, but the salad bowl solution is a lot more appealing.
There's a hack we found, the salad bowl hack. Okay, so this comes from a guy called Max Lugavere, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. He is well known as the inventor of bulletproof coffee. We've also talked about that before on the show, as well as the bulletproof diet. He was recently interviewed by podcast host Dave Asprey about biohacks, some of his favorite biohacks, and he reckons he's found an easy way for you to get all the benefits of cold exposure on a daily basis without having to have a cold shower and submerge your whole body in cold water. His solution is a simple salad bowl, and here is what he has to say about that. Well, if I can get his audio to play, let's see. Here
the easiest way to do real ice therapy isn't actually a cold shower, although that helps, and we've probably both talked about cold showers, hit your face, hit your chest for a minute. The cheapest and easiest way to get that, at least to get many of the benefits, is a salad bowl. And you take a salad bowl as big as your face, you put some water in it and freeze it overnight. The next day, when you want ice therapy, pour some cold water in there, let the ice chill it, take a deep breath and bend forward and stick your face in the water as long as you can, which is probably going to be about 8 to 10 seconds before you get a cold headache. And then you go, that sucked. And you do it a couple more times. And then the next day you do it again. And now you didn't spend any money on ice, but since most of your temperature receptors, or at least the densest ones, are on your face, and you get your vagus nerve that way, you actually get really strong biological benefits, and it didn't cost you anything. And you do this every night, and magically your sleep improves, your nervous system gets stronger.
Wow, so you can actually like acclimate to colder temperatures by putting only your face into cold water.
Yeah. I got to the point where I just bought a snorkel.
So there you go. Snorkel on, face in a salad bowl of ice water, the salad bowl facial. What do you think?
No, but and you know, when we were, like I was talking about bradycardia before, you want to kickstart the dive reflex, the mammalian dive reflex. And right underneath your eyes, there's receptors there. So when we have a mask on, you are not exposing your face to water. So you literally have to take your mask off.
You mean like a diving mask?
A diving mask. So when we're diving, yeah. So when you go in the water, you want to expose your face to cold water, and you want those receptors right underneath the eyes. And that would then start stimulating the dive reflex.
And that has an effect on regulating your whole system. Hey?
Exactly. So that's what he's saying, is that there's so many regulators up on your face that it's really
a powerful thing.
It's extremely good hack.
Well, there you go. And you know what? I reckon for the ladies listening out there looking for not just health boosting but beauty boosting effects as well, there's a school of thought that says, you know, that the cold water thing also firms and tightens the face, and it's like a, you know, so there you go, the cold water salad bowl facial. Give it a try. It's going to cost you nothing, and it could be your secret weapon to unlocking better sleep, a boosted immune system, a fresher face.
Reduces stress and improves emotional resilience. It's like, yeah, there's a lot of huge benefits in that.
I love this show because we give people free things that they can just try. There's no downside. You're only going to benefit. You're only going to win.
Just give it a go.
Give it a go. Come on. And then remember, take a breath. Take a good breath before you put your face in the salad bowl.
Yeah, you must actually, because you want to do more. I mean, when he says 8 seconds, I'm like, no, don't quit. Don't quit. Take a breath.
There you go. Get that snorkel if you
yeah,
take
exactly.
a breath. And for those that want to find out more about Helen Garner and her journey in yoga and free diving and what else is going on in your world, on Instagram, how can folks find you?
Helen Garner Yoga.
Easy peasy, lemon easy. Squeezy. And then click on the link tree thing, you know, the little link in bio thing.
I've got
thing.
Such a cute link tree.
There's some cool stuff happening there. See, there's a whole yoga video course that's about to go live. So you can do that in the comfort of your own home while you're in between putting your face in a salad bowl. And
taking a breath.
Yeah, and some other really interesting things as well, which we'll have to focus on in future chats right here on a Tuesday. But Helen, I know you've got to rush off right now. Wishing you a terrific Tuesday. And we'll compare salad bowl notes next week.
Thanks, Mark. See you next week.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style. Here's Major Lazer.